وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, in our discussions of Hajj, we discussed last week the ziyarat of Medina, visiting of the noble personage of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most auspicious and blessed precincts of Medina Munawwara. We discussed also that there are three forms of Hajj. One is only Hajj in which there is no Umrah, which is known as Ifrad. Another, which is known as Tamattu, where a person in one journey makes Hajj and Umrah. But he makes Umrah in a separate Ihram, and then during the days of Hajj, he makes Hajj in another Ihram, two separate Ihrams. And the third type of Hajj, which is known as Qiran, in one journey, a person also makes both Ibadats, Hajj and Umrah, but here he makes both in one Ihram. When he completes his Umrah, he doesn't come out of his Ihram. He remains in his Ihram, and with the same Ihram, he makes his Hajj also. The most practical type is what is known as tamattu, where a person in one journey makes Hajj also, Umrah also. He makes his Umrah, he comes out of his Ihram. And during the days of Hajj, he puts on Ihram again and he makes his Hajj. Most of us make that type of Hajj. It is the most practical type. The reason why I discuss Medina Munawwara first, because there is still some confusion, there is no actual clarification whether when we go to Mecca, with the intention of going to Mecca, when we reach Jeddah, whether we pass the boundary, which is known as the Miqat, whether we pass it or not. Sometimes the aeroplanes do not get landing permission still because of the heavy traffic at that time. They have to circle, and sometimes they cross the Miqat in this process. And if a person is not in Ihram at that time, then he passes without Ihram, and then he has to give one dam, whether slaughter an animal in the Haram of Mecca. So therefore, the safest is, if a person has the courage, he puts on his Ihram in Nairobi at the latest point of departure. But we know many a times, just now again, people who are going for Umrah could not fly, they have to return again, stay in the hotels, return home, 2-3 days pass, they have to take different routes. So if this person already puts on his Ihram and something like that happens, so at one time, a plane from Addis Ababa weren't giving flying rights over, and they had to land back in Johannesburg again. The plane had to turn around. So if a person has his Umrah Ihram on, he could encounter problems staying in the restrictions of Ihram for a long period. So if a person goes straight to Medina, he has got no problems. Ihram is not necessary in that case. And more, in all probability, coming from Medina to Mecca, there shouldn't be a problem if a person has got his Ihram on already. So therefore, we discuss Medina Munawwara, and we at least, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl and karam, we had the opportunity of expressing our sentiments of that beautiful place and of that journey. We're just talking about it also gives us great joy and great pleasure, and undoubtedly great reward by Allah Ta'ala also. Now we will discuss about Umrah today, inshallah. When a person has completed his stay in Medina Munawwara, for anyone who was not present and who goes, should try and acquire that tape and listen to it, read as much as possible about Medina Munawwara. It isn't just going to Medina and coming away. It is something much, much more than that. Anyway, when a person now, his days has come now and he has to leave for Mecca now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left on a Saturday morning on the 6th or 7th of Zulhijjah for Makkah Mukarrama. If a person can plan his journey in that way, it will coincide also very greatly with the departure of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Medina Munawwara. A practical benefit of that is just before the days of Hajj, Medina Munawwara is comparatively empty at that time. So a person gets a good opportunity of making his ibadat and filling his heart's desires. Immediately after Hajj, all the Hujjaj practically are on the way to Medina. Makkah becomes empty at that time, and Medina relatively is overfull at that time. Medina is a much smaller city than Makkah, and the huge crowd that comes in at that time, it makes it also difficult in that sense. So if a person first goes to Medina, then it makes it easier for him also in that way. Of course, we must remember the masala. The masala is if a person who's making his first Hajj, and Makkah comes first on his journey as it comes from our side. Makkah is to the south, Medina is to the north. Then it is afzal that a person goes to Makkah first. The masala, we can never interfere with that, that remains the masala. People who come from the north and Medina comes first, for them it's all right, they go to Medina first and they come and make their Hajj after that. But because of the other problems that we encounter and the practical situation, therefore I suggest that a person goes to Medina first. Muallims have their various programs today to try and accommodate all their customers, as financial wise also to try and make it as economical as possible, and also because of the crowds, that is their question. I'm discussing from various other aspects. So now when a person is leaving Medina and is going to now make his go for his Umrah, so the first thing he has to do is put on his Ihram. Let us understand one point very clear. Ihram is not the two sheets that we wear. That is a sign that a person is in Ihram. Like if you have a soldier, he's a soldier at all times, even if he's not in his uniform. But his uniform, now we know that he's a soldier. Or a traffic inspector or anyone else, that uniform is just to show that this person is this year. So ihram is not those two sheets. Normally we call this ihram the two sheets. The ihram is not the two sheets. Ihram is when a person makes his niyat. The sheets are there to show that this is a muhrim, that is the person in ihram. And there are regulations. He is to be respected more. Don't interfere with him. It is a reminder for himself that I've got now regulations on me. I can't do many things which are normally permissible for me. Now I can't do all those things. So that is, the ihram is not the sheets. The ihram is the niyat of the person. So when a person wants to put on the sheets of ihram, when he's going to leave, just before that, he should finish with all those things which are not permissible in ihram. There are many jais things which are permissible for us normally, but in a state of ihram, they are not permissible. For example, removing hair of the body, cutting off nails, etc., washing with soap, etc. If a person's wife is worth, he after ihram, his wife is, he does relationship of husband and wife are now haram between the two during the state of ihram. So these things which are not permissible in ihram, he should finish with all of them before that. If his wife is worth, cohabit with her also, clean up his body, hair, pubic hair, nails, etc., take a proper bath. All those things he should finish off. And when he has finished that, putting on itar, etc., after ihram, atar also is not permissible. So that also he should do before. Now when he has done all that, then he puts on his two sheets of ihram. Many South Africans, people from Western countries, make a mistake with the brief jockey. That is also not permissible. Any type of clothes which are worn on the shape of the body, in the state of ihram, they are not permissible to be worn. Like a kurta, a shirt, a trouser, all these things, topi, these things are not permissible in the state of ihram. So a brief, a jockey, a vest, these things are also not permissible. Only the two sheets a person must wear. He can fasten a belt on his lower portion of the ihram. If any person doesn't know how to fasten the ihram a practical way, then by all means somebody can bring one ihram next week and we will sure demonstrate that also. Otherwise there are many people, it's easy to find out. But the ihram, it's preferable that it is not sewn in front. It is just one long sheet. And if a person doesn't know how to wear it, then it is possible that in various cases, parts of his body will open. Even the thighs are satr, which are not supposed to be open, not only in front of other women, even in front of other men, they are not supposed to be open. So if a person doesn't know how to put on his ihram, it is possible that he wears it in such a way that now and then his satr opens, which is a major sin. And committing a major sin in those auspicious places, the sin even becomes more intensified and more greater. Therefore, if a person wears it the proper way, then there is no, it becomes much more easier and he is more safer. So a person then, after having taken his bath and everything, puts on the sheets of ihram. He fastens the lower portion, fastens a belt. You get those ready-made belts where there is a purse also inside, where a person can keep his money, etc. Or if a person keeps a bag which he throws over his neck, and he keeps his passport and other documents or money, etc. in there, that also no problem. But he must be very careful with that, because there are various types of people who come there, and it's possible that his things get stolen and he faces problems. So he must be careful with those things. When he has put on his sheets of ihram, he can now, up to his taste and his feelings, he goes to the Riyadul Jannah, the portion which of Jannat which Allah has put in this world, which is between the qabr of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the minbar of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Facing this way towards Qibla, the qabr Mubarak is in that area and the minbar is here. So this portion here of the Masjid and Nabawi, that is Riyadul Jannah. A person can go and make his 2 rakats of namaz there. What greater virtue can there be that in that place a person makes his niyat of ihram? Or if a person wishes, in his hotel room or in any other part of the haram, if there's very big crowd there, it's very virtuous there, but the crowd is always very big there. And after, when a person has made his 2 rakats of namaz for his ihram, a person should make dua. It's possible that a person doesn't get so much chance to make dua there because of the huge crowd. And also, in all fairness, if we got the opportunity to make 2 rakats of namaz, we should try and move on. Let somebody else, give somebody else an opportunity. We should not hog that place. Everyone wants a chance. As we want a chance, everyone wants a chance. So it is perhaps not so fair, but it's on everyone's taste. If a person feels, well, I've got the opportunity now and I want to make the best of it, it's on everyone's taste. Somebody else's taste is more consideration for other people. And he considers that and he moves away from there. So wherever according to our choice, then we make now for our ihram, to put on our ihram, it is to make our niyat of ihram, we have to read 2 rakats of namaz. These namaz are sunnat. It is not for us, even without this, we can make our niyat of ihram. We can do it here in Masjid Nabawi, we can do it in our hotel room. If we want to, we can go to a place which is known as Dhul Hulaifa. It is about 8 kilometers outside Medina Munawwara on the road to Makkah. Today, nowadays, that place is called Bir Ali. This was the place where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam put on his ihram. The miqat starts there. That is the boundary. After this point now, to go without ihram, it is not permissible. So if a person wants to make that sunnah tada of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his tabiat is of that nature, then he should, and by the rule, regulations of the government, every vehicle that carries the hajis, private taxis, buses, etc., they all have to stop at that place. And where Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam made his niyat, there is a masjid built today. A nice big masjid, we can make our niyat there. Or not necessarily in the masjid, outside or anywhere there. We have our musalla, we put it down, we make our 2 rakats namaz, and we can make our niyat there. So according to a person's choice. If he wants all comfort, he can do it in his hotel room. If he wants virtues, he can do it in the Masjid Nabawi. More virtues in the Riyadul Jannah. And even greater virtues, the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he does it at Bir Ali, as he pleases. This namaz, when a person performs, he is still not in ihram, because those shirts, those sheets are not ihram. His niyat is the ihram. So when he makes that namaz, it is the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he always covered his hair. So here we wear our topi. There now, after that, we won't be wearing our topi, so we take that sheet and we cover over our head. We put that sheet over and we throw it over our body. Like in winter, many people wear chadars, especially overseas. Here also now, many people wear chadars over our head. The ears also are covered, and we throw the sheet over. We make our 2 rakats namaz like that. In that namaz, our head still must not be uncovered. It must be covered. That is the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is preferable sunnat that we read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rakat and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in the second rakat. We make that our namaz. As soon as we are finished with our namaz, we uncover our head now. And we take the sheet and we put it down. Now, as long as we are in ihram, we don't cover our head. That is one of the restrictions of ihram, that the head must not be covered. Even at night when we sleep, particularly those people who are habituated to cover their head when they sleep, with their blanket, sheet, whatever it is, they will have to take extra caution. Other people just can't cover their head when they sleep. So whatever it is, but we are not allowed to cover our head or the face in the state of ihram.
Woman, the ihram is not the opening of the head, but the face has to remain open. But the faraz of Allah still applies. The rule of parda still applies for the ladies, that the face in ihram, they can't cover it with the sheet, with the veil. But other strange men must not see the face either. So the simple solution for that is, with a little piece of cardboard, we make like the sun hats. Or take a cricket hat. They can wear that. And over that, they wear the burqa or whatever they wear. Or take a piece of cardboard with an elastic, like a sun hat, and we put with an elastic that goes at the back. And so now the cloth will be away from the face. It won't be covering the face. So the command of Allah is also observed, and the restriction of ihram also is not violated. When we are going on such a journey, we should try and make our ibadat properly. With our namazes, it mustn't be we are looking after our hajj and umrah, and our five namazes daily we are neglecting. Or on our journey we are neglecting our namazes. Let us try and observe, and Islam is a practical religion. It is not that it is not possible to observe Islam. We can observe Islam, and alhamdulillah, there are millions of people who observe Islam in this time of hajj. The ladies with their ihram also, and with their rules of parda also, they observe everything. Some people, under deception of shaitan, that there we are all brothers and sisters. So it doesn't matter. Brothers and sisters, we are all sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And where we become so broad-minded, many times we have to face such serious consequences that we cannot speak about it to anybody. So Allah has kept certain regulations for us. They are for our, they are in our interest. They are for our betterment and in our interest. Even in those Mubarak places, many people say such Mubarak places, but shaitan is there also. And shaitan tries his evil deeds even in those places. And when a person goes for hajj, for many a person, it shouldn't be, but for many a person it is, when he wants to change his life, he goes for hajj. So shaitan tries his utmost on such people also to try and harm them and destroy them. So the rules of parda must be observed at all times. So for ladies, they must observe that. Now after the namaz, remove the cloth from our head. The ladies, if they are wearing the niqab against their face, which they will not be doing, they will already have the little the cardboard or whatever it is to keep the veil away. Keep the veil away. Keep the veil away.